Current State on 90.5 WKAR, the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea is known for staging world premieres of new plays. Their latest is called Gaps in the Fossil Record. It was written by actor Matt Lesher, a Michigan native and a University of Michigan graduate with ties to the Purple Rose that go way back. Scott Pohl is here with more on this new drama. What's going on here, Scott?
Well, Mark, as you'll hear, this is the story of a May-December romance. To learn more, I spoke with the artistic director at the Purple Rose, Guy Sanville, and Mark Colson. Mark is the MSU theater professor who has the only male role in Gaps in the Fossil Record, opposite Purple Rose veteran Michelle Mountain and a young actress named Asia Brandmeier. Guy Sanville and Mark Colson, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
I want to ask you initially, just for a synopsis of the story here, what's going on in Gaps in the Fossil Record? Guy?
Well, Gaps in the Fossil Record is about a 60-ish year old paleontologist who, the short version is, it's about a man who learns to look up. He spends his whole life, you know, dusting bones and looking in the dirt, and he falls in love with one of his students who is about 40 years younger than he is. And the play starts with her bringing him home to meet mom, who was a single mom. And it's also about the gaps that exist, not just in the fossil record, but, you know, in our lives. And it's very funny and very, very poignant.
People of a certain age are sometimes referred to as fossils. Mark, are you the fossil of this story?
I am definitely. I get referred to as a fossil as well. Yeah.
What appealed to you about this story, Mark?
When I first read the script, a guy sent it to me, and it's a really complex script, and so you need to read it about three or four times before you really start to get it. And so the first time that I read it, I was like, now, what's this piece about? And, you know, who's even the protagonist? I mean, I didn't even know that it was sort of me at that point. I thought it might have been, you know, one of the other characters or the character of Susan. But it's a huge journey for an actor to make, you know, and so that's the thing that was really interested me more than anything else, you know, that I really have I have years to cover in this piece, you know, 12 years, 14 years, 16 years. Also it was also the opportunity to work with Guy again, and we hadn't worked together for 24 years or something like that. And so to reconnect with him, that really interested me as well. And this, the subject matter of this piece and the material was really the thing that drew me to it.
We have a little bit of audio from the online trailer that Purple Rose Theater has that you can go look at to get a feel for what it's like to see Gaps in the Fossil Record.
She can't possibly understand how important this moment. It is impossible for her to understand because she's too
young. She's too damn young.
Guy, I want to ask you about Matt Lesher. Tell us about him, not just as an actor. People perhaps are familiar with him as an actor, but he's from Michigan, Grosse Pointe, went to Michigan. Describe Matt Lesher, the actor, and the playwright for us.
Well, Matt and I met in 92. We both he just graduated from college. We were both cast in a new play by Jeff Daniels called The Tropical Pickle, a comedy. And you just, I mean, you see certain people and you just know. I mean, this guy was, and then he got a small role in Gettysburg and moved to Los Angeles and pretty much has been working ever since he got there. He's done a lot of film, a lot of television. You can see him currently in a television show on the CW called The Flash. He's playing the Reverse Flash. And but he's one of the smartest people I've ever known. And we did a movie together a long time ago, and we played this movie star game where you take your middle name and the street you grew up on, and that's your movie star name. Mine was Richard Deerfield. And we shot a lot at night, and we were all playing in these characters doing these phony 40s Hollywood accents. And he went and wrote a play about that, about these characters called Sea of Fools, which is a hilarious farce that we did. And then he sent me this play back in 2008, and I was afraid of it the first time I saw it. I wasn't I wasn't ready for it. And we did some workshops, and then we decided to do it. And we got a great, it won an Edgerton Award for new plays. And he's, you know, he makes his home in Los Angeles. He's a Michigan guy, and he loves to write plays. And we're working on another one with him right now. And he gets home very often. He was very involved in the process, did some great rewrites the 2 weeks during previews. And yeah, the play's changed a lot since I first saw it. But he's the real deal.
How much would you say the play changed during those 2 weeks of previews, Mark? It's interesting. I'm not sure people fully realize how much a story can change or the plotting of a play can change during the preview section of a world premiere.
Yeah, it changed quite a bit. You know, and that's the terrifying thing of working on a new work, and that's the exciting thing about working on a new piece is that, you know, we're really trying to shape this thing to get it, you know, so that it's going to be, you know, sort of palatable to an audience or that we're telling the story in the right way. And so the scary thing for an actor is that we would, you know, we'd get rewrites at night and then come back in the morning or come back the next day, and then we'd try to make these things happen. And sometimes, especially with the preview thing, sometimes we'd have a bit of rehearsal beforehand that we could try to work these things in, you know, and sometimes it was just some, you know, a question of winging it a little bit, you know. I think the last monologue, I want to say that was... that was sort of a major rewrite. I want to say that was 2 days before we opened that we got that rewrite, something in that
neighborhood. Actually, we're very lucky. We get to do 7 previews before our press opening, which is unheard of. And we got a major rewrite in that last speech. And we didn't have any rehearsal time, so it was a... we do 2 shows on Saturday and then 1 on Sunday, and then we have a Tuesday rehearsal. We were planning on putting that in. So I'm watching the Sunday preview, and Mark's doing the last speech, and he put in the rewrite, and it was, you know, it was 2 days ahead of schedule. It was awesome, but that was an awesome surprise. I think it helps if you choose to embrace the romance because it can be terrifying. But that whole idea, I mean, he made several significant changes, and on the page it might have just been, you know, 5 or 6 lines, but it changed everything. And it was really, really exciting. We did a lot of work on the script. You know, we cut probably 15 pages, and that's not uncommon in the early drafts, because usually everybody overwrites, you know. It is a process of distillation. I believe that what you leave out is just as important as what you keep. And after the first 5 previews, we do post-show discussions, talkbacks with the audience. They're very smart, and we learn a lot. We learn a lot watching the show with them. They're our partners in this thing. But we also, you know, listen to them, and they have a real hand in helping us shape the work. So it's pretty cool.
And Gaps in the Fossil Record is up for an important award now.
It's going to be nominated for the George and Mimi Steinberg Award, which is given to the best new American play produced outside of New York City. It'll be our 8th nomination at the Purple Rose, and very excited about that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We're talking with Guy Sanville, the artistic director at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea, and Mark Colson is also with us. He has the lead role in the world premiere of Gaps in the Fossil Record, which is at the Purple Rose through May 28th. Mark, tell me about the 2 actors you work with in this show.
Michelle Mountain and Asia Brandmeier, great. Michelle is one of the best listeners that I've ever been on stage with, that she really, whatever changes are made, whatever, you know, inflections or different sort of emotional things you're going through, she's really, really perceptive. And Asia is the one of the scenes that we do, it's towards the end. You know, we just have a really, really lovely time connecting with one another. She's a young actress. She was a little scared of it as well, because I think most of her work has been done in film. But she's amazing. She's killer.
Guy Sanville, your founder, Jeff Daniels, has been nominated for a Tony Award. He's been on Broadway for a couple of months now in Blackbird with Michelle Williams. The Tony Awards will be on June 12th, another feather in the cap for everyone who is associated with Jeff Daniels at the Purple Rose.
Yeah, Jeff is, we just couldn't be happier for him. You know, he's an old school theater guy. This is his second time with this play. You know, back in the old days, somebody would do out-of-town tryouts, and then they'd run a show on Broadway for a year or two, and then they'd do the tour. Well, he did God of Carnage for 2 years. He played both male roles. I mean, he's very committed to the theater. I mean, you know, he built a great theater here in Michigan, and he keeps going back to the stage, and we just couldn't be happier for him. He's very deserving of every accolade that comes his way.
I have a question for each of you about the life in the theater, and in your case specifically, Guy, I want to ask you about how busy this life keeps you, because you just got done acting in The Odd Couple at the Purple Rose while getting ready to direct Gaps in the Fossil Record, and I'm sure there was some overlap there.
There was, we got an extra, because of the Edgerton Award, we got an extra week of rehearsal, so there were 3 weeks of overlap, and that was insane. But you know, once you get in the room and you're around all these incredibly smart, gifted people, all that goes away. I think I have the best job in America. I work a lot, but I live two blocks away from there, and I get to spend my days with amazing people, telling stories. So it's I'm very fortunate.
And Mark Colson, you're on the faculty in theater here at Michigan State University. So you're going back and forth to Chelsea. I know you travel to act from time to time to places like Pittsburgh. And specifically, I know you go to from time to time.
Yeah.
You're always on the go, too.
Yeah, it's pretty much nonstop. But my commitment has always been to my acting career. I mean, yes, I am a professor here, and that is very, very important to me, and passing on the knowledge that I have learned. But I think that it's also really, really important for me that I remain a teaching artist, because I think the thing that gives me credibility in the classroom is the work that I do outside of there. And so definitely I want my students to come and see this piece of work down in down at the Purple Rose, just because I'm really, really proud of it. Yes, I was on time with Banshee on Cinemax that that just ran. Outsiders just finished up, and then I just found out that I'm going to be going back for the second season of Outsiders as well. So it's, you know, keeps me on my toes.
Outstanding. Gaps in the Fossil Record is at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea until May 28th. We've been talking with their artistic director, Guy Sandville, and Mark Colson, who is the star, I think I could safely say.
We're an ensemble down there.
It's an ensemble.
Yeah. Okay. There's only three of us.
He's the guy.
The only male.
I'm the guy.
The only male character.
Are you sure I'm the guy?
He's the guy.
In Gaps in the Fossil Record by Matt Lesher. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.